Welcome to the Walking Through Time podcasts. There are plenty more to make your visit to New Norfolk more enjoyable.
Yes, it is an interesting building that's past, initially established as a public library and finally taken over in 1935 by the New Norfolk Council for construction of new council chambers. So there was quite a lot of alteration to the building. I think it was mainly the essence of the times, that the period of change, out with the old and in with the new, was when the foundation stone was laid in 1935. And being in that period of time in 1935, it's got that Art Deco style, which is very, very appealing. And we are also fortunate to have another Art Deco building in New Norfolk, and that is the administration building in Willow Court. That was designed by the same architect who designed Ogilvy High School. The council chambers has basically, apart from normal refurbishing over the years, hasn't changed its frontage. It's a very appealing building. And with the addition of the Memorial Hall in 1955 to commemorate the servicemen from World War II. And we also have, alongside our Visitor Information Centre, which was the former library. Library services, of course, were only taken over by the state governments at the end of the Second World War. We also have another interesting building, which is the Historical Information Centre. It was a child health centre and was donated by the Shoebridge family just prior to World War II. So the council chambers and its complex sits very comfortably in Circle Street, part of the original design of the layout of New Norfolk, and it serves people very, very well. But what people don't often realise is that good, clean water is the lifeblood of any township. And it was in 1840 that there was a specific Act of Parliament for New Norfolk to have its own water system. And that was done by conduit and pipe from the Lachlan Rivulet and coming along Tank Street. There was an underground tank, and it was situated underneath the Memorial Hall and where the supper room is. So it's quite a large excavation, even for those days. So the hall is built basically on top of what was the former first public water tank. And of course, the main reticulated service was to the asylum at that time. So water, the lifeblood, came from the Lachlan Rivulet, and progressively over the years, water systems were expanded further up the Lachlan Rivulet, and as the population grew, it was eventually taken over by Metropolitan Water Board and now situated at Bruneston. The courthouse on the other side of Circle Street is no longer used as such with the consolidation of court appearances in Hobart. And it has an interesting background, because local government from 1863 until 1898 were responsible for their own municipal police forces. And so Tasmania Police didn't occur until just the turn of that century. All the fines issued and were kept for the municipal payment of magistrates and funding the police force. So the courthouse is not only a remnant of justice currently, but it is also a legacy of the past. And today the courthouse serves as the council chambers for council, and also as an art gallery in between. So we probably have one of the most attractive court council chambers in the state, acting as an art gallery. So through the Division of Tasmanian Regional Arts. So it's it does give interest. If you find council meetings rather boring, you can contemplate on the past people who sat in the dock, or the pictures around the wall.
The Walking Through Time project has been made possible through the assistance of the Australian Government's Your Community Heritage Program and funding from the Derwent Valley Council. We would like to thank the many members of the public who have given freely of their thoughts and memories to make this project a success.